House Bill 1253, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the Juvenile Corrections Monitor.
House Bill 1253 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the Senate, House Bill 1253 is in fact a hog house. The original bill, 1253, would have taken the Juvenile Corrections Monitor out of the executive branch of government. That bill was defeated in the House, and this hog house was substituted on that with the support of the Department of Human Services. Basically, this does four things very quickly. First, it makes clear that the monitor shall, rather than may, investigate incidences of abuse and neglect. Secondly, it provides for, instead of an annual report to the governor and the legislature, it provides for a semi-annual report. This would allow a report to be presented as of not only June 30th, but also December 31st, which would make it more useful to the legislature, and the Department of Human Services has no problem with that. The third thing it does is it provides for notification of the monitor, of the existence of the monitor, to the parents, either the custodial parent or the guardians of those students in the facility. At the present time, they're only provided to the individuals who are actually in the custody, and the parents, many parents have complained that they've been unaware of the existence of the monitor. The fourth thing it does is purely pro forma in that it deletes a section of the statutes which has become moot, which required a report by December 1st of 2000. So those are the four things. As I say, the bill is has been agreed to, and was and the Secretary of the Department of Human Services testified in favor. I would recommend your passage. Thank you.
Further remarks. Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1253. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, Apa, Bogue, Rose, Brown, Craddock, Dugard, DeHuick, Dennert, Dietrich Larry, Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Drake, Senator Greenfield,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 30, nays 2, excused 3.
House Bill 1253 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. The title is deemed correct.